This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Some echo. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka samia wa mujibu al-dua. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وبشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم everyone. Can I have all the youth and everybody who can sit on the floor, sit on the floor. So the people who come late can sit on chairs if they cannot. So anyone from the not very youth, if you want to sit on the floor, that would be great. Can everybody hear me? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yes, everybody hear me and hear me well? Okay, if I can make sure, I ask everyone, people who have children, please make sure. I love to have children in the class. Just make sure you take care of them. And number two, people in the back, because I can't hear you well upstairs. So please make sure you avoid talking. If there is any issue that you are not, it's not clear for you, just ask me. Jazakumullah khair. طيب. So today, bi-idhnillah, alhamdulillah, we have a good about 50 minutes, which is alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. We're going to start a new series. And the new series is, it's not very clear in the back. Yeah, because they are talking. Exactly. Jazakillahu khair. I think so too. Maybe a little bit higher. A little bit higher. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing today, inshallah, till mid-November, bi-idhnillah, where we're going to be afterward taking a tour. We need to announce or there's a sign that we are upstairs. Alhamdulillah, Rabbani. Okay. Anytime there's a new things or changes, we human being by nature love to be in the same place. We don't like changing. But for many reasons, this is way more convenient for everybody. And if I can ask everyone, make sure you take a lot of good deeds. Don't sit on the side. Make sure everything in the middle is filled. So people who come in, they can don't have to struggle and pass in front of everybody. So if there is a space here, someone move and make a room for the other one. So inshallah, starting from today for the next, I think 7 weeks, till the middle of November, we're going to be doing this series. And then mid-November, we'll have 2 weeks break. And then inshallah, if Allah give us life, we'll come back. The series will be, I don't know if any one of you have even studied this topic. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, because I've seen it from women, whenever I bring up this subject, people are very astonished. It's like, what is she talking about? Really? Is this is what it is? It makes you wonder how many things we need to learn. And there is a beautiful, I'm going to start with a poem, which I usually don't, but this is really, some of you may know it. It's actually Sheikh Mashari Al-Afasi made a nasheed about it. And this poem is by Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak is basically, later on he came in, and he is very famous for having an amazing heart. And when you read a statement about Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, like your heart has to move. There's a couple of names, you will see it as I'm going to take you through this. And he said the following, he's talking about sins. And he said, رَأِيتُ الذُّنُوبَ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبَ وَيَتْبَعُ الذِّلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبَ حَيَاتِ الْقُلُوبَ وَخَيْرٌ لِنَفْسِكَ عَصْيَانُهَا. I'll translate. I came to know. This is when you say ra'it in the Arabic language, doesn't mean I see. It's basically, it become clear to me that sins kills the heart. This is why the title of the series. Oh, I need, please forgive me, I need my charger. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So basically what he's saying is like, sins kills the heart. And then he was saying, okay, so I learned this. What should I tell you? So he's giving an advice to all of us. And he said, and the best thing you do is once you get more, you get used to sins, what will happen, you will get addicted. And I'm sure this will raise eyebrows. We have a lot of addiction these days, right? And when addiction comes to your mind, you think of alcohol, you think of drugs, which absolutely. There's another many new addictions. Some of you may know, some of you may don't know. One of the biggest problems of addiction these days is what? I'm not talking about social media. This comes next. But the major sin addiction. Huh? Exactly. Why you are not saying it? I want to hear it. I want to hear it from you. It's not related to food. It's very painful. It's an epidemic. And the Muslim society or the Muslim community is not safe from it. What is it? She said it. It's called porno. And I'm not going to say more because of the youth we have sitting here. Go and figure it out. It's a major sin. And the major sins, the more we do it, our nafs, my nafs and yours loves it. And we get addicted to it. And that's what he is saying. And once you get addicted to any sin, and I'm going to take you through them, then it will lead me and you to humiliation. And that's what he's saying. وَيَتْبَعُ الدُّلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا. Once I get used to, once I get addicted, he said, إِدْمَانُهَا, it's addiction. So you think of people who are alcoholic, may Allah save everyone, and may Allah cure everyone. And people who are addicted to drugs, what happens? They become humiliated, right? Meaning they use themselves. And then he gives the advice, وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ. And when you stay away from sins, your hearts will be alive. وَخَيْرٌ لِنَفْسِكَ عَصْيَانُهَا. And the best thing you do for yourself is go against your nafs. How many of you in this room have studied tazkiyah? Studied tazkiyah properly? Or studied tazkiyah? Or know what the word tazkiyah means? I need to see hands. طيب, I have one, I have two. Really? I have three. So we need a lot of work in here. Inshallah, bi-idhnillah, we may do it later on. So basically, how many of you, and let me also ask you, how many of you, you think your heart is alive? I'm not talking about the physical heart. Physical heart, you are all alive, otherwise we're not going to be here. I'm talking about the spiritual heart. Do you know there's spiritual heart and there is physical heart? How many know this? طيب, alhamdulillah, the hands are more. How many of you think my heart is alive? Well, you are an honest community. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is very good news. And I'm not praising you, but this is really a good news. Because the first step to change is you know what's the problem. So let me take you, what is sin? What is sin? In the Arabic language, you say dhanb. What is sin? Anybody? Youth. What is sin? I'm sorry? Bad deed. Yeah, that's fine. What is sin? Say it. I heard that you're right. Say it. You do something that's wrong. Because it is not, in general meaning, is not only in religion. Sin, the word, is used definitely for religion, but also it's anything I do that is immoral. And immoral usually originates from deen, from religion, but also it is what society doesn't accept. And they call it in the Islamic language, al-urf. When I do something the society doesn't accept, and I'm not talking about doing something wrong that the society doesn't accept. I'm talking about doing something right the society doesn't accept. Then this is actually sin. What else? And I'll give you a couple of them. Number one, before I get to this, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word dhanb in the Quran in many places. And I'm going to share just two of with you. Is it? Yes. Why?
It's on here. You can see it.
Ah, because I did it.
You can see it.
Yes, I did it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I told you, whenever this Tuesday halakha for the last 20 years, there's always tests in it. Always. I've never had it, maybe very few times. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidina Musa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to go and talk to Fir'aun, immediately he said, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. And I have done a crime against them, and I'm so worried they will kill me. So the word dhanb came in the Quran, crime. That's one of the ones. And the most famous and heart-moving related to us women is the verse in Surah Al-Takwir. Does anyone knows what I'm going to say? Very beautiful. It's about women, young girls. I'll give you a clue. Anyone? وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ what? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the young girl will be asked, because they used to kill the girls before Islam, just because she's a girl. Just because she's a girl. SubhanAllah. And what is her fault? Do I have a choice in the way I am born? No. So she will ask on the Day of Judgment to the person who killed her, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, what crime I did, what sin I committed that you killed me. And just to move you a little bit, Sayyidina Umar did that before he became a Muslim. He buried his daughter. And he used to always, when this verse is recited, they used to see him crying. And they said, you are missing her? He said, no. I cry because when I was burying her, you know what was she doing? Does anyone know? Yeah. She was removing the dust from his beard. SubhanAllah. And he was burying her. It was norm. They didn't want girls. And Allah repeatedly said it in the Quran. So dhanb. So remember these. There's so many. Anytime you talk about them, and I'll give you a little bit of definition. What is them? Number one is any disobedience to Allah that Allah qualified it as a sin. Disobedient to Allah, and Allah qualified it either major or a minor. We'll come to it. So that's number one. That's the first definition of it. And by the way, for those of you who likes to read, there's a beautiful book to the Imam al-Zahabi. It's called Al-Kaba'ir, Major Sins. And it is in Arabic, not too big. And it's also very well translated, and it is a PDF. You can download Major Sins. And he basically just enumerate them and put one comment on it. The reason I want you to read, because all of you, young and old, you will be shocked how many major sins we commit. Wallahi, you will be shocked. And I'll share it with you today. And a lot of people say, what is wrong with it? What did I do? Well, wait. So number one, let's say, what is a sin? Number one is an offense, anything you do against the moral law or the religious law. An action that is reprehensible, and this is very important. Any action in the Quran or the Sunnah where Allah says there is a punishment to it, that's a sin. Don't tell me what did I do. I'm going to tell you, go and read your Quran. That's number two. Number three, it is a fault, but a major fault. A major fault against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or a major fault against a human being. By the way, dhanb, sin, is against Allah is one, but also against a human being. So don't think it's only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in general, if you have committed a sin against a human being, by default, you have disobeyed Allah. Is that clear for everyone? I can see you now. You are absolutely listening to me and getting scared. But that's good, because that's how we learn. Sometimes, as we all say, truth is painful. Reality is painful. But alhamdulillah, that's how I change. So let's look at major sin. What is a major sin? So there's either major or minor. There is no other option. What is major sin? Does anyone know? What is a major sin? No, don't tell me what they are. Define it. I'll give it to you, all of them. What is it? How do I know what I committed is a major sin or it's a minor sin? How do I know? Bismillah. Not at all? Really? Anybody? Alhamdulillah, I'm doing this. I'm very happy because then that's something we need to learn. Number one, any action that is forbidden by Allah and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran or in the Sunnah. Anything Allah says don't do, it's a major sin. For example, لا تقتلوا النفس, don't kill the soul. That's a major sin. لا تأكلوا أموال اليتامى, don't take the money of the orphans, unlawful. That's a major sin. It's not a sin, it's a major sin. And I'm going to come and tell you, and you're going to tell me, why do I need to learn this? Because there is a huge consequences for major sins. Huge, and I'll share it with you. So that's number one. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't do. Can anyone think of something Allah said, don't do? لا. I'm sorry? نعم. Right? الزنا. Did he say, لا تقربوا الزنا? Yes, he did. ولا تقربوا لا تقربوا. Not, don't even get close to any action that will lead to زنا. And what is زنا? Fornication. Intimate relationship, outside marriage. And this is for everybody. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, the son of Adam for sure, or the daughter of Adam for sure, will have a share of fornication. La ilaha illallah. He said, yes, because the eyes can commit zina. And this is for everybody. What do you watch? What do you see? And the ears has its share. And again, I keep saying the word zina because I want you to get used to it. Those of you who doesn't speak Arabic, which is fornication, intimate relationship outside marriage. And the tongue has its share. And then finally, the private part, approve it or disapprove it. Meaning, you hold yourself or you continue. And that is why, if you read Surah An-Nur, I call it the Surah of Prevention. Don't do this, don't do that, don't get this, because you will end up in a major sin, and then he puts the real punishment for that. So if Allah says don't do, that's number one. Number two, any action where the Quran or the Sunnah or the scholars agreed that it is a major sin, or that's what I need you to know. If there is a severe punishment associated with it in the Quran. He didn't say it's a major sin, but he said there's a severe punishment. Who can think of something? When Allah says severe punishment, عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, painful punishment, these are all major sins. Give me an example. I'm sorry? Riba. Riba. Interest. And look at us. Major sin. Interest. Credit card, what is the big deal of it? I'm not talking about a credit card that you pay it right away, that you only pay the minimum. Buy a house with interest, and not because you are in need, just because I need a bigger house, or I need a vacation house, or I need. So anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say it's a major, but he said it is associated with a major punishment. Go back, and now when you start reading your Quran, when you see عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, pay attention. So that's number two or three, I don't know. For example, I put here a verse from Surah Al-Ra'd, and Allah said a couple of things, and then he didn't say they are major, but they say, what will happen if I do? Number one, when you don't keep the promise of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقَطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ, and they sever what Allah says, keep it going. Mainly, kinship relationship. And then number three, he said, spread mischief on this earth. You never think spreading mischief in this earth is a major sin. يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. What is spread mischief? Can anybody think? Don't think of killing. We don't do it, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. What is spreading mischief? Anybody? Something we all do. I'm sorry? We're going to come to gossip. No, it is not spread mischief on. He said, fil الْأَرْضِ. Huh? We're coming to this. What brings fasad fil الْأَرْضِ? What brings mischief and immorality on this earth? Injustice, that's for sure. Destroying this earth. Destroying this earth, right? And that's what the angel said to Allah. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. Are you going to put people on this earth who's going to spread mischief and they will kill people? Is that what it is? Have we ruined, not completely, but going that, the earth? Yes, every time you get a bottle of water, young and old, especially in Ramadan, and you just took 3 or 4 sips and then you leave it, you are spreading mischief on this earth. Said me, I said, yeah, go to the bottom of the ocean and see what happened. And how many fishes are dying. You see, doona fil ard. What will happen to these people? Don't keep the promise of Allah, number one. And number two, they don't keep their relationship. Spread mischief. What will happen? Why these are major sins? What did Allah say? أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ. They will be cursed. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. And they have the worst abode. That's a punishment, severe. That's a major sin. Did you ever think of that? When you waste, how many of you, and I want to see hands, it's not going to show up on the camera, don't worry. How many of you waste food? Waste food. Don't tell me you're angels in this room. How many times you have a plate and you put food and you didn't like it? Or you went to a gathering and there is, of course, open buffet and it's free and you put everything. And then 1/3 is still there. Is that a major sin? Why? You're right, but why? Why? La is worse. Because he said, don't do it. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. This is clear. Don't waste. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. He doesn't like. Who's he? I want to hear it. Yeah. That's a major sin. He said, don't do it. And what do we do? Of course we do. How many times I personally in this room come for salah and I see bottles in here? Half. 2 or 3 sips. Some of you are nodding their head. And I say, Ya Allah, please forgive them. And then when you do this, take it, don't throw it in the garbage. Go and give the water first to the plant and then go do it in the recycle. لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا لَا تُسْرِفُوا. All these are major sins. And Allah says, those who does that, لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ. Curse of Allah. Ya wayli. You know what's the curse of Allah? Don't you ever say to somebody, let alone your children, when you get upset with them. May Allah curse you. You don't know what's the curse. مَا هِيَ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. What is the curse? What's the curse? Allah will not engulf you with his rahmah. أَطَّرْدُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah will say, you're cursed. Out. Who was cursed? Alhamdulillah. You want to be like shaitan? So any action, Allah said, don't do. Or Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't do. That's two. Or there is a curse in the Quran about it. Or there is a punishment in the Quran. I'm going to take you through major sins. The book said 70. And maybe at the end I'll give it to you all. But I'm going to share a couple of them with you, which is a very sound hadith. Right? The first hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. Stay away from the 7 that will destroy you. This is not my words. This is the words of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is actually in al-Bukhari. Stay away. اجتنبوا, اجتنبوا, and you need to know this word in the Quran. It's not don't do. Stay away. You know what it means? For example, I know, you, since you mentioned backbiting, I know if I'm going to go to this gathering or I'm going to call this person or I'm going to text this person, I know that I am going to end up backbiting. You all know this scenario. How familiar? You are smiling. Alhamdulillah. Ijtanibu, when Allah says stay away, meaning don't go there. It's not don't do it. Don't go there. And I say this to myself and everybody. How many of you love chocolate? If you don't want to eat chocolate, what do? Don't put chocolate in front of you and say, I'm not going to eat it. Good luck. Don't bring chocolate. Period. Don't bring it. And if someone gift it to you, gift it back. Give it to somebody right away. That's ishtanibu. That's stay away. Make it easier for yourself to obey Allah. That's what I say to myself. Make it easier to obey Allah and make it more difficult to disobey Allah. So he said, stay away from the seven. And he said, he didn't call major. He said, sab'ul mubiqat, the seven that will destroy you. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, what are they? Who knows them? Number one, none of us in this room does it. Walillah alhamd. Shirk, exactly. Associating, really, worshipping somebody with Allah or other than Allah. Alhamdulillah, not you and me. Number two, are you ready? Who knows number two? Magic, as-sihr. As-sihr. Let alone you go to someone. Let alone you hire someone and pay them money to destroy homes, to make the husband divorce the wife, or to make the wife divorce the husband. Or, yani, stories you hear, as we say in the Arabic, yashibu lahal wildan, that the youth will have all white hair. So magic. Three, na'am, qatlun nafs, killing the soul without the right. There's a few rights in Islam where Allah gave us the right to kill someone. But this is few exceptions. And usually it's not a human being. Very few. It's only one. When are you allowed to kill someone? Protect yourself. Protect yourself. That's the only time you're allowed. So that's number three. Number four. Seven. Destroying sins. Interest. Aklur riba. Go back home, each one of you, young and old, and look at your credit card and ask yourself this question. Do I really need to buy this? It's becoming much easier. It's becoming very easy. You know why? You're so tired. How many of you do that? At home, at the bed. And what do? Scroll through Amazon. Right? And order. And then it goes on your credit card. And then you pay only the minimum because you don't have the money. That's interest. That's major sin. That's destroying us, not only in this life. I'm talking about the hereafter. Next one, وَأَكْلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ. When you use the wealth of the orphan unlawfully. This is one of the major ones. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ. Don't do that. You have a niece, you have a nephew, you are a foster parent, and they are orphan, and they have money, and you take it. And when the orphan gets to the age that they are adult, you say, we spend it on you, and you didn't. Allah knows that. The next one, which alhamdulillah doesn't apply to us, التولي يوم الزحف, the people who run away from the battlefield, the last one. And I say this especially when there is a big community and everybody knows everyone. قَذْفُ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. When you accuse women in their honor without evidence. Do we do that? Yes or no? Wallahi, we don't do it? Yes or no? Some of you are nodding their head. Yes, we do it. How do we do it? What do we say? It's not backbiting. Specifically, what do we say? And this is qadhful muhsanat. Qadhf meaning you're accusing that woman in her honor. What do you say? It's backbiting, but what specifically we say? Anyone? She has a boyfriend. She has a boyfriend. Be careful. And you know what this word means in this country? That's qadhf. Did you see them? Do you have four witnesses? So how can I say it? Who's the loser? Me. Major sin, number one. And number two, she took all my good deeds. All this fasting of Ramadan, all this, whatever you are doing to obey Allah, she all took it. قَذْفُ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. Be careful, ladies. Be careful what you say. And again, I say this always when everybody knows everyone. And there's a lot of social interactions. Alhamdulillah, may Allah make us all love each other for the sake of Allah. But be careful. Be careful. And if someone said it, you need to stop them. They get upset, I'm sorry. At least, Ya Allah, I'm not part of it. And especially youth, because it's norm, it's natural. But that's not in the Muslim community or what we should be. So that's the first hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The second one, I love this second one. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, a man came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the biggest sin? Ayyu dhanbi akbar. What is the biggest, not major, many. Just give me one. And number one, he said, and look at this one. He said, when you make something equal to Allah and He created you. When you make something equal to Allah and He created you, do we do that? Silence. What does silence mean? Do we do it or we don't? And he didn't say ta'bud. He said, أَن تَجْعَلِ اللَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ. You make something equal to Allah and He created you. Do we do it? Yes or no? No? Yes? طيب, what do we do? Give me an example. Absolutely we do it. When salah, which is the right of Allah, it comes way less than everything else, and everything else is more important. I made something equal to Allah. Now, we don't even make it equal. We make that thing more. Can I ask a question and be very honest? And you promise you're not going to get upset, everybody? Or I don't say it. Why don't we wear our hijab, woman? Why don't we wear what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You want me to give you the answer? As a woman? Because my beauty is more important. Because I don't want to be different from everybody else. Which means everybody else. This is how you think of things. Don't you ever think about punishments. This is why I love this hadith. How can I and you, and Allah created me and fed me and give me this, and I ask Him and He responds, and everything I want He gives me, yet my beauty is more important, or salah is more, or the social media is more important, friends are more important, people are more important. That's the major sin, the biggest one. When we, and I, and you, and all of us, I don't think anybody in this room doesn't do it, it only depends how frequent. But have I done it in my life? I'm sure I did. When I put something, or someone, or me, or my career above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah forgive me, number one, before any one of you. And then, second, تَقْتُلُ وَلَدَكَ خَشْيَةَ أَن يُطْعَمْ مَعَكَ. That you kill your son because you are worried that he is gonna, you need to feed him. Do we do that? No, we don't. We don't kill our children, but what do we do? What do we do? Before they are born, what do we do? But not everyone, when we say, I can't afford another child, you hear it. And the reason I'm saying this to you, because many of the things we say, we really don't know the sequence of it. We don't see it deeply. And if I said this, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying Allah is not a Razzaq. I am the Razzaq. Allah is not the one who gives sustenance. I give sustenance. Do I give sustenance? Do you give me sustenance? And تَقْتُلْ وَلَدَكَ خَشْيَةَ أَن يُطْعَمْ مَعَكَ. You kill your son or daughter because you're worried that you will not be able to feed them. And then he said, what next? He said, when you have a relationship with your best friend, with the wife of your best friend. Now I'm going to take you to another one. How many of you have mothers still alive? The youth, where is your mother? Are you ready? So this is a man came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Sayyidina Umar. And he came to him and he said, I did major ones. I was in another city and I did major. He didn't say what he did. He said, فَأَصَبْتُ ذُنُوبًا لَا أَرَاهَا إِلَّا مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. I have committed sins. There is no way for me, but they are major. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar says, come, what did you do? And he told him, the hadith doesn't say it. This is in al-Bukhari, by the way. And he said, no, these are not major. So the man took a breath. He says, come on, let me teach you what is the major. There's a reason why I said about the mother. It's going to come at the end. So he said they are nine. Number one, what we said. You associate with Allah, you worship with Allah, and you kill a human being, run away from the battlefield, you accuse the chaste woman, a riba, the usury, then you eat the orphan, something. You enter a masjid. وَإِلْحَادٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ You don't worship Allah. You don't even believe in Allah. But you do this inside a masjid. Alhamdulillah, I don't think anybody in this room. Alhamdulillah. And then he said, وَالَّذِي يَسْتَسْخَرُ The person who make fun of others. Whoa. You make fun of people. How many of us do that? Don't show me hands. I don't want to see it. We make fun of people by what we say, the way we look, and when we exchange looks with each other. You all know what I'm talking about. And the person knows it. And especially youth, you feel this. Is one of the biggest ways of bullying, is the way they look at you. وَالَّذِي يَسْتَسْخُرْ And listen to this about parents. And he said, وَبُكَاءُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ مِنَ الْعُقُوقِ When your mother or father cry because of the way you're treating them. Your mother or father cry because of the way you treat them. And I have two scenarios here. Apply to this group. The adult, if your parents are older, Alzheimer, they are very sick. You need to be very patient with them. And what usually happens? You have no more patience. And you start saying things and you get upset with them. And sometimes you even say things and they are so weak. They don't do anything, but they cry. Have you seen that scenario? May Allah protect us and the youth. And I don't mean anybody here. Most of you, I don't know you. But just in case you know someone. When you say something to your parents, or you give them that look and you know what I'm talking about, you roll your eyes and you shout at them and says, this is not fair. And she cries or he cries. And they usually blame themselves because what did I do? That's a major sin. And then he said to him, أَحَيٌّ وَالِدَكْ Is your parents still alive? So he was asking that man, are your parents still alive? He said, only my mother. عندي أمي. Only my mother. My father passed away. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ Now he gave him hope. Please memorize this. Wallahi, if you left today and you didn't learn anything except that statement, and you practice that statement, I'll do sajda shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, by Allah, if you only talk to her nicely, alanta laha al-kalam, softly, gently, one, wa at'amtaha at'am, you serve her food. Is that difficult? Is that difficult to talk to your mother in a nice way? Even if you don't like it? Even if what she's saying is not right, could be absolutely wrong, can you just respond in a nicer way? Yani, I have seen youth talking to their parents. I have nothing but to make dua for them. And I make dua for both. And he said, only, look what he said, only speak to her nicely, gently, and feed her food. Get her a cup of tea. You are hungry, mom, can I put you a plate? How much is it gonna cost you? What is it, 5 minutes? 10 minutes? What is it? And then, wallahi, if you do that, look what he said. لَتَدْخُلَنَّ الْجَنَّةِ You will enter Jannah as long as you stay away from the major. Take care of your parents. I said this to you before, and I'll say it again. I wish my parents were alive. Especially my mom passed away. I was much younger. It's because once they pass, way less you can do for them, much less. You still can do things, but it's much less than when they are alive. Take care of your mothers. Don't worry about what people tell you in school or at work. Allahumma ighfir liqawmi fa'innahum la ya'lamun. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know what mothers are or what parents are. The reason he said mother, because his mother is alive. And then the other definitions, and I'm going to give you part of the 70. You have a piece of paper to write it. I'm just going to give it to you. Some we already said, but there are a lot of it you don't know, and we are doing it. Number one, associating partner with Allah. Two is killing. Three is magic. Are you ready for the four? Are you ready for the four? Everybody? Not praying. Not praying. No salah. And there is two things here. Either you don't, well, majority, I think the people here, if you are one of them, you don't pray regularly because you're lazy. That's a major sin. But if you don't pray because you don't think salah is an obligation, or Allah doesn't need your salah, come and talk to me afterwards, because I don't want to tell you what does this mean. Laziness, I really want to pray, may Allah make it easy for me, Allah help me, alhamdulillah. It's a major sin, but you still have hope. Not praying, number four. Not paying zakah. Not paying zakah. I heard it from Muslims. Not non-Muslims, they don't know what zakah is. They looked at me and says, do you know how much taxes I pay? And now you tell me I'm going to pay zakah? You know what I answered? And how much money you make. How much money you make. Not paying zakah, major sin. Not performing hajj, and you are able to. When I finish college, when my daughter get married, you know, all these, when I buy a house, when I pay the house, all these, major sin. Are you ready for the next one? Did I scare you enough or not yet? Can I give you more? Can I give you more? Is it okay? You're going to come next week or I'm not going to see you? Like, alhamdulillah. Disrespect to parents. What is disrespect to parents? Can anybody tell me? It's in the Quran. Uff. Uff. You know what's uff? When you say, oh, and you go. You didn't say anything. Uff. Major sin. Major sin. Adultery. We talked about that. Homosexuality. It's a major sin in Islam. It's a major sin in Islam. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's a major sin. I can't change it. It's not me. That's what the Creator said. Interest, riba, we said this. With the orphan, we said this. Now coming. I don't want to see hands, but ask yourself. Don't show me your hands. How many of you in this room have lied in the last week? Don't show me hand. You ask yourself. In the last week, you lied. What? Adhan? Lying, then in 2 minutes, I don't know when I will finish. That's fine, we'll finish next week. We will stop for the adhan, hear the adhan, then we'll continue, and then about 5 minutes before salah, because they pray at 8. Drinking alcohol. I don't care if every person on this earth drink alcohol. It's still haram and still a major sin. Have I seen Muslims drink alcohol? Have I seen women drinking alcohol? And you know what they tell me? It's only wine. I've seen it. May Allah forgive us. Gambling. Gambling. Stealing. Zulm. Oppression. Zulm. When you treat your sibling not well, not right, you take their things just because you are the older, that's injustice. That's a major sin. Committing suicide. It's a major sin. Giving and taking bribes. Let me give her this and she will do this for me. That's bribes. That's a major sin. I'm not giving you all of them because of the time. Showing off. It's a major sin. Learning knowledge of religion. May Allah protect me, number one, for the sake of being recognized. You memorize the Quran, so people say you're a hafidah. And you make your daughter or son memorize Quran, so they say, oh, she's the mother of the hafila. It's a major sin. Subhanallah. Believing in fortune teller. You go to the people, you know, in the Arab world, what do? They go to this lady who drink, you drink the coffee, and then they give you the cup, and she starts reading. Or show me your hand, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to live to this, and this is whatever, then this is what is going to happen. Major sin. Why? Because لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله. No one knows the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Betrayal of a trust, when someone trusts you with something and you betray it. Treating others unjustly. A woman dressed like a man and a man dressed like a woman. It's a major sin. Subhanallah. Again, there's a lot, but I'm just trying to give you the one. Spying. It's a major sin. Spying. Taking the phone of somebody and looking in it. Spying. Don't tell me they are my children. It's still spying. You need to, unless you took their permission when you bought them the phone. And I had a lot of people says, when I bought the phone to my daughter, I made a contract with them. I said, I will have an access to your phone. That's not spying. If I now give you my phone, says, go and see it. That's not spying. When you and people or email and they try the password and try till they find it. That's spying. That's a major sin. And I'll end up with this. And this is really going to make it very easy for you. Abu Talib al-Makki, which has a beautiful book called Qut al-Qulub, The Food of the Heart. It's a 4-volume or 3-volume book. And he said, major sins are divided like this, according to your body. It's very easy to remember now. He said, there is 4 in the heart. 4 major sins. The heart does it. This is very easy to remember. Number 1, ishraq. Associating one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insisting on disobeying Allah. Insisting on disobey Allah. Like we all disobey Allah. But at least try to change. Now, I'm fine. What did I do? Everything is okay. And I insist. My heart. And look at this especially, and I'm speaking especially to the adult, especially those adults who have some knowledge in deen or have knowledge in deen. Do not make people despair from the mercy of Allah. Don't look at somebody and says, you will never enter Jannah. I don't own Jannah. And you don't own Jannah. Yeah, please go ahead. Jazakallah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا Thank you.
Ya ilahe illallah. Salli ala I'm just going to finish this and then so we can move it. Right away? We will end up because of Salah Jazakallah Khair.